All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal, the wannabe robot.
Oh, I'd love to be a robot.
I know you would.
Have all my life. Yeah. But unfortunately, I got blood in these veins.
Yep.
Boring.
Not oil. Antifreeze or oil, yeah. Exactly. All right, I'm putting on the shot collar while I do that. Jeff, please read me the shot collar question of the day.
Forbes just came out with their annual list of the highest grossing actors for 2017. They added up the total ticket sales for all their movies over the past year. They found number three was Gal Gadot, the star of Wonder Woman, whose films brought in $1.1 billion. Number two, Dwayne The Rock Johnson at $1.5 billion. But who was the number one highest grossing actor from 2017 whose movies made $1.6 billion at the box office?
Oh. Billion. Wow.
Man.
I read this. I can't remember at all.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, it is not there for me.
Who did a lot of movies? Because it's a total of all of their movies. It doesn't necessarily have to be just one crazy movie.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, a great movie, because a lot of times the bad movies are the ones that gross the most money.
Yeah.
So, Kevin Hart.
Honestly, that's what I was thinking.
It's honestly not a bad...
He made the most money of, I think, comedians last year, and he was, like, in, like, six movies. And if Dwayne The Rock is making that much money, they were like, co-stars in, like, three of those.
Yeah, but I don't think he's made movies for long enough, though.
Billions. You're making... Your movie's made a billion whatever dollars over the year, I feel like they have to have some action films in there.
Definitely.
He did an action film with The Rock, though.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I feel like if you're reaching the billion mark... This is over their lifetime.
No,
this
is
just last year.
Like, they didn't make personally $1 billion. Their movies made a billion.
Yeah, I know, but I still, man, okay.
So that's my guess.
Last year, Kevin Hart was everywhere last year. He made every movie. Mm-hmm. Every movie.
Oh, but you know, what's her name is always Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Did she do anything this year, though?
That's not bad.
She
I don't feel like she had a ton this year,
I think, like, two movies.
Yeah.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Forbes just came out with their annual list of the highest grossing actors for 2017. Number three was Gal Gadot, the star of Wonder Woman. Number two was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But who was the number one highest grossing actor from 2017 whose movies made $1.6 billion at the box office?
I'm going to go Kevin Hart. Just because of the amount of movies he made last year.
Yes, he was everywhere.
I'll go Kevin Hart.
According to Forbes, the highest grossing actors last year were number three Gal Gadot, number two Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and number one bringing in $1.6 billion at the box office thanks to movies such as Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Triple X, and Fate of the Furious, talking about Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. I didn't know he was
Vin
in Guardians.
Vin Diesel is still
He's Groot.
Raking in that much money.
I didn't know he was.
They had another Triple X movie last year?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize he was the tree thing.
Groot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Vin Diesel's always at the top of every money list.
I'm such a
somehow.
Hater. I'm not a fan.
And he's nowhere. Like, you don't see him in interviews.
Exactly.
You don't see, like, he does no work to make that much money.
I'm such a hater.
He's got an amazing life.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I want Vin Diesel's life.
Followed by the paparazzi.
I got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Rump Shaker by Rex and Effects, so
there you go.
I'll sing that before I get shocked. There we go. All I want to do is zoom a zoom 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 and a poom poom. Just shake your rump. All I want to do is zoom a zoom 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 and a poom poom. Just shake your ow. I didn't even get to get into the lyrics, man.
Sorry, man.
That's all right. Have a great day. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find online. Today's show was produced by Steve, Feel That Truck Boyd, and Jeff the Truck DeBoe. Have a good one. See you tomorrow.